Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, in Afghanistan, Taliban are attacking American troops on the way out, attacking our bases. There is an ounce of good faith in the Taliban. They're in league with Al-Qaeda. The minute we leave, they will attack the Afghan government. They already are attacking the Afghan government with suicide bombings. And the Afghan army is going to have to fight them back. They're brutal. They strike terror. Their objective is to restore Afghanistan to the kind of Islamic society of something like the 8th century. They will murder their women. They will murder schoolgirls. I think it's right to have pulled out, but I think that we have to continue support to the Afghan army and government. The United States just sent 12 F-18 fighter jets to the area to protect our troops as they withdraw from Afghanistan. The USS, one of our aircraft carriers, I think it's the Eisenhower, stationed offshore with its firepower. I think there just has to be merciless bombing of the Taliban so that we get out safely. And then there has to be support for the Afghan government and for the Afghan army. Afghanistan was invaded by the British in the 19th century, and they drove them out. Invaded by the Ruskies in the early 1980s, they were driven out. We didn't invade, we went in to punish the people that had supported Osama bin Laden. We got Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. We went in to get the people that orchestrated 9/11. We succeeded, but we're not there as caretakers forever. We've been there 20 years. Some Republicans say we should stay there at least 100 years. We're not staying there 100 years. We're not staying there 100 years and jeopardizing our troops. We lost thousands of people. It's a very, very sick culture, very sick culture. Very good people. People are very good people. And there are some statesmen are trying to do their best, but there is a sick, sick culture. And what do you do with that? How do you protect women from their own men? I don't know. But we can support the Afghan government and troops, but I like the fact that we're sending in 12 F-18 fighter jets to bomb them back while our people get out safely. This is a very amazing story. This one is. The FBI has now arrested 440 people for the January 6th insurrection from 44 states. Only six states didn't send insurrectionists. Wisconsin sent insurrectionists who've been arrested. They've offered a $100,000 reward for anything leading to the arrest of the guy who put the pipe bombs in the Democratic Party headquarters and the Republican headquarters. One of the theories they're working on is that he did that to basically cause an explosion that would draw law enforcement away from the Capitol, that it was designed to facilitate people invading the Capitol, killing congressmen, and overturning the election. They're looking for the guy who did it, and when they get him, they'll sweat him, and he'll rat, he'll cut a deal, and we'll see how far up that goes. But one guy that just got, his name is Anthony Antonio. What a name, what a great name, Anthony Antonio. He has just had his defense lawyer put in a defense that I've never heard before. He said the reason he did it was because he suffered from foxitis and from fox mania. That's what he said. That's absolutely what he said. That he watched Fox for 6 months and he got brainwashed as their fault, and therefore he does not have to be criminally prosecuted. Foxitis and Fox mania led him to commit a felony. Now, wait a minute. This has deeper roots, historical roots, than you think. We had a criminal defense lawyer in Milwaukee who passed away tragically very young recently. Her name was Robin Shellow. I knew Robin, friend of mine, good person, very creative defense lawyer. And Robin Shellow invented what she called the urban syndrome. And these were people who grew up in terrible circumstances in the inner city of Milwaukee, and they would commit a crime. And her argument to the jury and the judge was that their entire culture and background, which is not their fault, imposed on them, resulted in this urban syndrome. She used different names for it, but that was basically it. And that that should be a defense. Some judges accepted that, some didn't. And so the idea that somehow a pervasive ideology, a pervasive cultural bath that you're in all the time can affect you and relieve you of criminal responsibility has been used before. This is the first time I've ever heard Fox News described as a pathology. First time I've ever heard somebody say, well, I committed a felony, in this case, a violent felony against police officers, because I watched so much Fox News, I got Foxitis and I got Fox mania. It's not going anywhere. That I don't think any judge will take. There's plenty of options in the news. You're not forced to watch anything. You can watch Fox, CNN, MSNBC. You can watch public TV. You can watch a lot of things. But it shows how desperate they are. Foxitis and Fox mania induce them to what? Beat police officers? Hit them over the head? Stab them with poles? Throw them down the chairs? Kick them? Almost kick them to death? One's lying there begging, I have a wife and kids. Few of them support him. Why do you try to beat an officer to death? If you're a patriot, you're not a patriot. And Foxitis and Fox mania, I'll tell you what, I don't know what Anthony Antonio is accused of doing. He may not have been accused of all what I've just described, but he's certainly being accused by the FBI of invading the Capitol. And maybe more, look at the indictment. He says that he had Foxitis and Fox mania. Well, testimony to Robin Shello and her urban syndrome, flip side of it. It ain't going anywhere. It ain't going anywhere. One of the great quotations of all time, I read in the New York Times the other day, and it was said by Victoria Bailey, the executive director of the outfit that oversees ticket selling booths in Times Square for Broadway shows. What she said, it's very true. She said, you know, because Broadway is coming back from the pandemic and opening up in September. She said, quote, the last time the theater industry opened up after a pandemic, Shakespeare was still writing new plays. Shakespeare is writing new plays. That's true. That was back in the very early 1600s, late 1500s. The plague was bedeviling Europe. It had for centuries off and on. The theater industry was cut down. The theaters, the Globe Theater, was shut down because of a pandemic. And when it opened up, Shakespeare is still writing new plays. Well, now, for the, that's 400 years ago. Suddenly it's opening up again. Somebody's still writing new plays. Hopefully we'll hear from him or her. But what a great quote. The last time the theater industry opened up after a pandemic, Shakespeare was still writing new plays. We're going to the lines. Steve of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Thanks for having me on, Matt. I really enjoy the educational aspects of your show. I learn a lot.
Thank you.
Not just from you, but also your viewers or listeners, I should say. My question is regarding DeSantis. How is he getting away with this limited news coverage? Is that not unconstitutional and illegal?
You faded regarding a little bit. Are you talking about Joe Manchin? Who are you talking about, Steve?
No, I'm sorry. Ron DeSantis.
Oh, Ron DeSantis, right.
Yeah,
Ron DeSantis.
Limiting, shutting out news coverage of his little propaganda incident yesterday.
Yes.
I don't understand. Isn't that illegal or unconstitutional?
You mean when he limited it to Fox News?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Steve is raising a very important issue. Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida, and right now he's number two in the polls for the Republican nomination for president in 2024 after Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump doesn't run, Ron DeSantis would probably be the number one. He could well be the presidential nominee. And if he isn't, he'll certainly be on the ticket. And this is very disturbing. He is a guy, you know, he's a smart guy. He's done a lot of stuff in his background, but he has turned into simply a pro-Trump thug. And what he did, what Steve of Sun Prairie is referring to, is he signed the legislation that the gerrymandered Republican illegitimate legislature passed in Florida to severely restrict voter rights. It's going to restrict drop boxes, mail-in ballots. It's going to give greater power to partisan poll watchers and permit the Republican Party to send in their thugs to intimidate poll workers. Everything that I described earlier in the show is what it's going to do. And he's proud of it because he wants to pander to the Trump base. So what Steve's referring to is he held, in effect, a press conference, and he only let in Fox. He didn't let in MSNBC, Public TV, CBS, NBC, ABC, only Fox. And he mentioned it several times. I mean, he's a little on the crude side. I think that's going to bring him up short. But what he did was then he brandishes this pen, and he had a bunch of sycophants behind him grinning and clapping. And he says, this is going to take care of things here in Florida. And I'm on Fox News. I mean, I'm on national TV. I mean, sort of like a kid being interviewed at the fair and boasting to his buddies in middle school, I was on TV. Come on, the guy's the governor of Florida, for the love of Pete. Okay. So Steve's question, which is a good one, is how can he restrict it, a press conference, to one organ? And here's the answer. In Wisconsin, for instance, Tony Evers did not let one news medium into one of his press conferences because he said this is one that was really not a news medium. All they did was a propaganda thing, and they went after him. The courts upheld that. It was only one. He let all the rest in. On the other hand, the courts will not permit a public figure like DeSantis or Trump from restricting who can follow their Facebook or Twitter, or who can have access to it. They will not permit that. So how do you square that? Well, I think that if MSNBC or CNN or ABC, CBS, NBC were to sue and say that if he is going to make it public, he's got to include everybody. I think they'd win, Steve. I think they would win, even in Florida, where they have much more Republican judges. But the federal judges, once they're appointed for life and don't have to worry about retaliation at the polls, frequently will do the right thing. They'll do the right thing. So there you have it. What he did was wrong. I think it is actionable, but we'll see if that happens. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.